Exposure. Pulse 95 live from Exposure at the Expo Center Sharjah.
Hello and welcome back to Pulse 95 Live right here at the 8th edition of Exposure, the photography festival. And it's been a really great hour where we got to cover so much of the daily agenda, from the workshops to the exhibitions, the seminars, and so much more. But we also have this wonderful privilege where we get the chance to interview some world-renowned, world-class photographers, the storytellers who come from all around the world. And here with us, we have Beth Wold. Let's welcome an award-winning documentary photographer celebrated for her captivating narratives exploring our connection with nature, environmental challenges, and restoration efforts. From the wilds of Afghanistan to the conservation landscapes of Chile, Beth's lens tells powerful stories featured in publications like National Geographic. Join us as we delve into her extraordinary work and the impact of her visual storytelling. Welcome, Beth.
Thank you so much. What an honor to be here.
It's an absolute honor having you here. And I want to ask you, how's been your experience here at Exposure?
Oh, it's just really incredible. I've been to a lot of festivals, but I've never been to one like this with so many incredible photographers. I mean, every time you turn around the corner, there's the exhibitions blow you away, and then you're on a panel with them and listening to them on their talks. Yeah. And then, all of course, the wonderful hospitality of the Sharjah people as well.
We absolutely love having you here. It feels like there's this very vibrant community of industry experts that people of the public get a chance to be a part of, and they also get to even experience your photo exhibition, which is right here at Exposure, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and it looks it's amazing to see. You know, they've done such a beautiful job.
And you had these collaboration efforts with so many conservation organizations, and I want to ask if, you know, based on your experience, how does photography contribute to environmental and social justice? This is something that people usually miss about what it is to take a picture.
Yeah, really. No, I think photography is not just single pictures. I mean, of course, a powerful single picture is important. But so much of what we try to do in bringing stories of environmental challenges, but also good news stories, is tell, you know, a series of photos, even using video, but really, really trying to show people in a country, or, you know, even in a community, what is at stake, you know, and what can happen when you return and we start restoring environments, the beauty that comes back. And a lot of my work is also around communities. So I really love to photograph people in connection with nature. And what I've seen in some of the conservation work is really these communities beginning to thrive again with restoration of nature, because they can work as nature guides and wildlife guides, and ecotourism, many, many opportunities. And of course, they live more healthily. So I really try to put together a series of photos and tell those kinds of stories. And I think I've seen in places like Argentina where those kinds of stories can reach people who will never even be able to see those places, but they know it's part of their natural heritage. Mm.
And if you want to get a glimpse at this, at Beth's life's work, it's actually exclusively here at the 8th edition of Exposure.
Absolutely. Beth, let's talk a little bit about your exhibition. As we do know, it does focus a lot on the relationship between people and the environment, and they do feature various parts of the world. So I wanted to ask you, how do you maintain authenticity while crafting compelling narratives?
I think so much of that is you need time. You need, I don't like to jump into a place and then leave like really fast. I really like to be in place for weeks, months, and come back to a region. And so you have to like listen to the people, live with them, see what they see, give them a voice as much as possible, get their names. You know, there's so many parts of that that is important to bring, you know, a real authentic voice. And I've also done a lot of mentoring in the places I've worked. So trying to bring their original voice as well into the story.
Mm, yeah, that's beautiful. You've taught a lot of workshops globally. So what advice do you have for aspiring photographers that want to create impactful narratives?
Well, I think that really the most important thing is to find a passion, something you're passionate about, and do not be afraid of going after the big questions, but also try to present a solution as well. Even if you're not the one, maybe you're working on the problems, but find maybe somebody else is working on solutions and bring those things together. Mm-hmm. And also, I spent a lot of time volunteering when I was starting out for environmental and conservation organizations to get experience on the ground. So find what's happening near you and put your vision to work for people who are already working.
Yeah. Very well said. An award-winning photographer. If you want to get a chance to see her work come to life, you can check out her exhibition titled Safeguarding the Wild, Protected Areas for Our Collective Future. And I will say, as someone who's gotten the chance to look at it, it fills me with hope. It fills me with this sense of, you know, there is a chance, and all it takes is, you know, I know the arduous and the rigorous journey of Beth bringing that here at Exposure. I hope that also sparks and gives that message that is very much needed for those who step in to the event. Beth Wild, thank you so much for being here. Absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much. Really my honor. Thanks.
We're going to take a short break, but coming up next, we have another world-class photographer exclusively right here on Pulse 95.